Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the regularly scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting scheduled for Tuesday, June 27th, 2023. It is approximately 7 p.m. The board met in executive session beginning at 6 p.m. this evening to discuss land and legal matters. This time, I've now called the meeting to order, and I'll ask everyone to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Christman, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Carrara.
Here.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo.
Here.
Five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you very much. Seeing as all members of the board are present, we will proceed with the next item on the agenda, which is our first visitor or public comment session. Anyone wishing to come forward with commenting to the public record, this is the time and place to do so. There will be another opportunity at the end of the meeting. The only rules are that when you come to the podium, you have to state your first name, last name, and if necessary, spell your last name and then your address. Other than that, we typically allot about 3 minutes per speaker. And if you start going, if you're not summing up your point at around the 3 minute mark point, I will sort of nudge you to finish. And I also indicate that although it's posted within the meeting room, everyone should know that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. You should also know that the audio minutes of these meetings are published within a day or two of these meetings. So the things that we say here this evening are also available on the township website for all folks to listen to, which makes it especially important that anyone speaking at the microphone identifies themselves fully, so anyone listening from home knows who's actually speaking, even though we can clearly see it. So other than that, there are no rules for public comment. So anyone wishing to come forward and offer public comment, please do so at this time. All right, seeing as no one has come forward, we will move to the next item on the agenda, which is our consent calendar. There are four items on the consent calendar this evening. Many of you know, the board has the ability to approve all items under the consent calendar under one motion, or we can take each of the items individually. That is at the discretion of the board. At this time, I'll ask my colleagues for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve all items on the consent calendar A through D as made public in tonight's agenda.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion is approved. All items under the consent calendar posted on the agenda are passed, are adopted, and or approved. That takes us to the next item on the agenda, which is new business. Under new business, the first item is the swearing in of our newest police officers. I will ask the chief to come forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The police department is requesting the chairman of the board of supervisors officially swear in our newest police officers. They are Libby Strayer and Luke Blair. And we will do these one at a time just to so there's not a lot of confusion and we don't have too many people up front here. So Libby Strayer joins our department after most recently serving as a parole agent for the state of Pennsylvania. She has previously worked in Franklin County, Pennsylvania as a correctional officer and later as a probation officer for Franklin County. Libby is originally from the Connellsburg area and has a Bachelor of Arts degree in criminal justice with a minor in sociology from Penn State University. And you're here, we can bring Libby up. And Libby, if you have anybody that wants to join you up here, they are more than welcome to be at your side. While you're up here? Okay. It is kind of intimidating. So you're going to be up here with the chairman. He's going to be getting pictures. Yes.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Libby A. Strayer.
I, Libby A. Strayer.
Being appointed as a police officer for the Derry Township Police Department.
Being appointed as a police officer for the Derry Township Police Department.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
The laws and constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will perform all duties impartially, without bias or prejudice, regard to any person's sex, race, or religious belief.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice with regard to any person's sex, race, or religious belief.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
I understand that by giving this oath and pledging my best efforts, the Township of Derry is under no obligation to accept my best efforts as an acceptable level of conduct, behavior, or performance.
I understand that by giving this oath and pledging my best efforts, the Township of Derry is under no obligation to accept my best efforts as an acceptable level of conduct, behavior, or performance.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
Congratulations, Officer Sir.
Second swearing in is going to be for Luke Blair. Luke is originally from Ewing, New Jersey, and joins our department after, let's see if I can do this, most recently earning his master's degree of science, intelligence, and security studies from Lebanon Valley College. He also has a Bachelor of Arts degree in criminal justice and a minor in business administration from LBC. In addition to attending LBC, Luke has been working for the security department at the Hotel Hershey. And I've got Luke to come up. Luke, you can have, if you want, some folks up here with you. They are also welcome to come up for the
Welcome to come up. I'm sure you got great training at the Hershey Hotel Security. My gosh.
Alongside of them on both sides, and you're going to be facing me, and So, I guess, as long as we get going. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Luke J. Blair.
I, Luke J. Blair.
Being appointed as a police officer for the Derry Township Police Department.
Being appointed as a police officer for the Derry Township Police Department.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
The laws and Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
And all municipal ordinances of the Township of Derry.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will respect the constitutional rights of all persons with regard to liberty, equality, and justice.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice with regard to any person's sex, race, or religious belief.
I will perform all duties impartially without bias or prejudice with regard to any person's sex, race, or religious belief.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
All persons will be treated equally with courtesy, consideration, and dignity.
I understand that by giving this oath and pledging my best efforts, the Township of Derry is under no obligation to accept my best efforts as an acceptable level of conduct, behavior, or performance.
I understand that by giving this oath and pledging my best efforts, the Township of Derry is under no obligation to accept my best efforts as an acceptable level of conduct, behavior, or performance.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer to the best of my abilities with honor and fidelity, so help me God.
Congratulations, Officer Blair.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Chief, and thank you to our new officers and their friends and family members that are here, as well as the members of our own Derry Township Police Department who have come out this evening to support their new colleagues. We will now move to the next item on the agenda, which is no less exciting for all of us. The next item is the proclamation declaring Friday, June 30th, 2023, Hershey Bears Day in Derry Township. And what I will do is read the proclamation, and then the board would like to come down and congratulate Mr. Homer and Mr. Gallia, representing the Bears organization. So, without further ado, whereas the Hershey Bears hockey team, established in 1932 by Milton S. Hershey, is the longest continuously operating hockey organization in its original city in the American Hockey League. And whereas the Hershey Bears have won the storied Calder Cup 11 previous times, with their first Calder Cup win in the 1946-1947 hockey season. And whereas for the 2022-2023 hockey season, the race for the Calder Cup was highlighted by the league's newest franchise, the Coachella Valley Firebirds,
based in Riverside County, California, meeting the Hershey Bears in an historic seven-game championship series. And whereas both the Hershey Bears and the Firebirds had outstanding seasons, culminating in an exciting final series that went all seven games, testing the strength and athleticism of both teams. And whereas the Hershey Bears entered Game 7 on Wednesday, June 21st, 2023, with the best-of-seven series tied 3-3, rallying to tie the game, sending it into overtime, and making the winning goal at the 16-19 mark, defeating the Coachella Valley Firebirds and capturing the team's 12th Calder Cup. And whereas the Hershey Bears demonstrated grit and determination on the ice, bringing tremendous pride and admiration to the Township of Derry and the entire Hershey Bears fan community. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Derry Township Board of Supervisors declares Friday, June 30th, 2023, Hershey Bears Day in the Township of Derry.
To invite the board down as we present the proclamation to Mr. Helmer and Mr. Gallia, and I'm sure they'll be photos.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Questions, comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Julie, for inviting us. The next item on the agenda is item C. It's the Derry Township Community Center Year One Overview. Turn that over to Mr. Griffin, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I turn it over to Mr. Jackson, providing a nice overview of the operational update of the center for the last year. As you know, when our center opened a year ago, we talked to the board about coming out 1 year later and kind of talking about the good things, the bad things, everything that's attached to it. I think our story is a good one to tell. But to kind of tee it up, some of the things that get overlooked, and I know it's going to be part of my budget update in a couple of weeks, but I think it is important to note that part of our budget, the operation of the community center is in part, should take into account not just the revenues and expenses that are associated with the center, but the overall transfers from the general fund that are used to supplement operations in the event that revenues, you know, are less than expenses, and can't take into account, or can take into account, the debt service that sometimes is overlooked in the conversation. But in all honesty, to look at 2022 and 2023 separately as 2 years for budget transfers, as far as that is concerned, you will recall we budgeted $1.1 million in 2022. I'm happy to report that our unaudited transfer for year-to-date total was $231,000 at the end of 2022, which is a testament to the success of the center not needing as much general fund dollars to remain neutral. And in 2023, we lowered that budget expectation to just under $1 million at $999,000. And to date, we've transferred $223,000. That's through 6 months of this year. So, I mean, that in and of itself tells me, you know, from the revenue expectation side, the center is driving revenue through the doors to help keep that subsidy down. The total debt service each year, as you will recall, we are levying debt service. It's at $1.5 million every year for the next 20 years, for 30 years that the bonds are in place. And the total outstanding debt service balance as of today is about $27.8 million. So when you look at that picture in totality, you know, I think overall our success story that Zach will start to explain to you in a few moments, couple that together, we're doing just fine. You know, I don't think, and as I've said before in the past, that community centers aren't things that generally townships use to make money. If they break even, that's usually a pretty good thing. This is a service that provides, that you provide to the community, you give them opportunity. Not every community has a center like ours, and I've been fortunate enough to work in several different communities that have had centers, and I can say unequivocally that this particular one is operating at a level that I think higher than all of the others that I have managed in the past. So that's a good sign. It's a great sign for our community. It's a great sign for the center. But I don't want to lose sight of the fact that there is debt service that is associated with it. And sometimes it gets lumped up with all of the other outstanding debt service in the township. But just to make sure everyone is aware of it, we have, I said, $1.5 million level payments for the next 20 or 30 years. And the outstanding debt service is $27.8 If there's any questions about the budget transfer and how that works, and how to answer any of those questions. Now, if not, I'm going to go to Zach, and I'll defer to you as the first.
Does anybody have questions that, like, Mr. Chris would to elaborate on?
Just to go over the total cost, Chris. So when we add in that debt cost, as well as the anticipated transfers of close to $500,000 for this year, the total cost to run the center will be approximately close, very close to $3 million. Is that correct? The revenue plus the debt plus the interest, so $3 million in all, against anywhere between $800,000 and $900,000 in total revenue.
Right.
So about a $2 million taxpayer subsidy to continue to run the center.
That's correct.
Great. Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Crispin? Otherwise, we can hear from Mr. Jackson, or ask questions of Zach. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, absolutely.
Does that work?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm happy to provide you with a quick operational update on the community center this evening. It looks back on how we ended up in 2022 with our first partial year of operation, and then taking a look ahead to see how we're performing through the first 5 months. So this presentation is looking through May 31st, when we're looking at 2020. So up first, this shows the first partial year from our opening on June 13th, 2022, and going through December 31st. Our revenue projections were set at $1.245 million, and we ended up just short of that, $21,000. So that put us at 98% of our projected revenues for the year. Good news is that our expenses fell far less than what they were projected. That was budgeted at $2.36 million, and we ended up at $1.45 million, which was only 60% of the expense budget. So overall, we were out we were able to outperform the budget estimates by $898,337 for a total cost of operation in 2022 of $220,744. So 2022 was supposed to be our most expensive year of operation due to adding a lot of our personnel at the beginning of the year and not really being able to start bringing in revenue until we opened the center on, halfway through for the second half of the year. However, we did run a very successful membership pre-sale program that really helped to offset those costs and brought in a lot of revenue during the beginning of 2022. So this slide here shows some of the larger sources of revenue for the center and how they ended up in 2022. Our membership passes were projected at $700,000, and we ended up with $796,000. Because we started our membership pass pre-sale in November of 2021, we did also realize $128,000 in revenue that was reflected in the 2021 budget. We did also outperform estimates in our daily fee admissions at $131,000, which we had targeted at $100,000. I pointed these two out specifically because these two line items here do represent about 65% of our total revenue budget at the community center. So if we're doing well in these two line items, typically we'd be doing well with our revenues. Obviously, we have other streams of revenue, but these two are the biggest drivers. So jumping ahead, looking at 2023, again, we're looking at the first 5 months through the end of May. We are currently at 49% of our revenue target at $687,000 so far for the year. And obviously, we see a large increase in use during the summer months, so we are in a great position heading into the summer. Last year, 50% of our total revenues were earned from June to August, so I would project at this point that we should be over 80% of our budget revenues by the end of the summer. On the expense side, once again, we are trending to outperform those estimates, with us only being at 34% through the first 5 months of the year. And once again, taking a look at the big revenue drivers, where we're at through May 31st, we were at 45% of our membership sales goals, and our daily fees, we were at 31%. That one is a little misleading because the bulk of that line item will be fulfilled here in the next few months with the seasonal outlook pool. That's where we see the biggest amount of daily fees. So financially speaking, our main areas of focus in 2023 and 2024 are continuing to ramp up programming and facility rentals and increase revenue opportunities there. You can see in 2022, we did fall short in those areas simply because we just couldn't ramp those up as early as we wanted to just because of the significant use that we were seeing last summer and fall. We had to stabilize our operations before we started adding in additional programming and rentals that were going to affect the experience for members and residents as they were utilizing the center. But you can see we've already made some significant headway there this year. Through May 31st, we are at 45% of our programming revenue and already at 63% of our rental revenue through the end of May. And lastly, we're always focused on controlling the costs that we are able to control. There's obviously a lot of costs that we can't control, and like everywhere else, we are seeing higher than anticipated utility costs. Staffing is a big one. That represents 50% of our expense budget, so that's an obvious one for us to keep an eye on. We are still adding additional staff members to meet the current demands of the center, but our goal is to try and run the center as lean as possible without compromising service. So as you can see, last year we ended up only 46% of that staffing budget. Obviously, we were keeping an eye on that, but it was hard for us finding part-time work last year, trying to ramp that up to the levels that we're at now. So part of that is unintended. I mean, it was good as far as our bottom line goes, but certainly we were struggling with part-time staffing and are in a much better place in terms of that this year But you can see through the end of May, we're still only 30%, so I still expect us to be under budget again this year. We still have a few days left in June, so we haven't closed the finances out yet for the month, obviously. But as of earlier today, we've already brought in an additional $235,000 this month alone. So we are off to a very, very strong start to the summer and continue to be on pace to outperform our budget estimates. So happy to answer any questions that you have.
Questions for Zach?
Zach, the 235, what's that from? That seems like a big number.
That's from everything from our operations, from memberships, concessions revenue, yes, programming revenue, daily fees. Yeah, that would include all of that. So far this month.
Zach,
of
the members, do you have a rough idea of how many members are members of the Dairy Township Community Center?
Mm-hmm. I tried to anticipate some of the questions, so I thought that would be. As of today, we have 6,390 current memberships.
Okay. And of those members, about how many are our residents here in Dairy?
64% are Dairy Township residents.
Okay.
That are members. And then looking at the daily fees, obviously that's the other big revenue driver. That's about 50-50.
Okay.
So 50% residents using it, and then also from the surrounding communities.
And I'm guessing you see most of the daily usage in the summertime when people want to be out.
Yeah.
Using that.
Yeah. So we see, I want to say, so before May, what's that line item? I think we have 160,000 allocated for daily fees. I think up till May, before the outdoor portal, we made like maybe 40,000. And that's the bulk of that will be coming here in the next year.
And do you have a number of how much the competition rule fees brought into the community center?
Yeah, that's so far for this year. I think out of the $56,000 that we brought in so far in rental revenues, 40,000 of that is from the competition pool. So like 70%.
And that's the only thing that's coming in for that competition pool, are those rental fees. There's nothing else that's coming in for those.
Yeah, that's not including any like programming fees. So obviously we run swim lessons and some other things that give us revenue. But that's strictly from like Hershey Aquatic Club lane fees, meet fees, and high school.
And the swimming lessons, though, a lot of times you're using like the warm water facility for that.
True. The upper levels, we use that, the colder water, but yeah, we utilize both.
And like looking ahead, things are going well now. Is there anything in your long-range plans that you are kind of seeing that we need to start budgeting for in the future?
Hopefully 10 years down the line, rooftop units, pool pumps, some of those things are running 24 hours a day, 365. So some of those will need replacing here, I would hope, 5 at a minimum years. I mean, it should be closer to 10 before we have to start really replacing those. But we do allocate $150,000 a year for those capital replacement costs.
Do you think that's enough? Like, do you think that will be okay, or it's to be determined? Just
I think so. Like I said, I would anticipate us having a nice chunk of money there in order to throw that by the time we would have any of those large costs that we need to replace.
Thank you for the presentation. The pictures are beautiful. I don't know who took the photos, but they're beautiful.
Yeah, they turned out really nice.
Yeah, they're really nice. It was really nice representation of what it looks like now. And that's all my questions.
Does anybody else have any questions?
I do. Zach, first, some praise. I mean, thank you very much. It's obvious that you and your team are outperforming, and reducing costs and expenses has sort of been the mantra of this board and all the departments for the last 3 years. So thank you. I mean, these are great numbers. It's what you had planned for, and you're exceeding it. So thanks. I was just hoping you could clarify a bit on the expense reductions. Are they permanent? Like you said, you only used up 34% of the budget year to date. Do you expect to use that up in the remainder of the year, or are these, like you were saying, are they due to staffing levels, or is it stuff that you can, working on next year's budget, effectively eliminate?
No, I mean, staffing is 50% of our budget. So obviously, we have a larger expense as far as staffing goes in the summer with our seasonal employees working the outdoor pool. So, I mean, those will go up as well. But being at 30% through May, I still think we'll be under.
So you're still pacing to be under the level by the
year? Yes, I believe so.
And same thing with revenues. Obviously, you guys have a ton of programming coming in. You expect that to maintain that level? I mean, clearly memberships will dictate that, volumes.
Yep. And we're still in this in the ramp-up phase. So when we put together our operations analysis, that was looking at year two. Year two of operation. So we're still not there yet in terms of that. So I would expect next year's, I've already started working on the budget. It's not finalized yet, but those numbers will be even better. We're at the 900,000. I think we'll be down to the 800,000 for our budgeted allocation for next year.
That's great. Thank you. I mean, we were talking about the big numbers. Any revenues obviously chip away at that $3 million number, so it's great that you're exceeding expectations. Thank you for that.
Sure.
All right. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you.
All right, moving along, the next item then on the agenda is item D. It's the consideration of reconveyance of real property, 10 West Chocolate Avenue, parcel ID 24-016-022, from the township to the Hershey Trust Company. Mr. Christie, Mr. Armstrong.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. By way of background, as you know, the township owns this parcel of land that is at 10 West Chocolate Avenue. It is the, correct me if I'm wrong, the southeast corner of Cocoa and Chocolate, right there, right adjacent to the 14 East property, the old community center property where the Hershey Theater is located. So for many years, the township has owned that property, and we have no real plans for using it, have not used it. When that road was realigned, we became the owners of that parcel, and over time, nothing has really been done with it. The Hershey Trust Company did approach the township that they have an interest in reacquiring that parcel to be used in conjunction with the property that they now own at 14 East Chocolate. And as a result, the only way we can kind of go through that is there's a specific process that we can involve. So as part of the second class township code, we were required to go out and seek an appraisal of the property, which we did do. The Hershey Trust Company conducted their own appraisal, independent of ours. We went out and solicited an appraisal. Happy to report that actually the numbers were identical to one another at $60,000. That is a requirement of the second class township code, so we've met that test. The next piece of it would be if the board's interested in reconveying this property, we would solicit the court for the fact that the court would have to reconvey that property back to the trust. But that process starts here tonight. In exchange for that $60,000, you would then be reconveying that property. The township would cease to be the owner of that property. The trust would then take over control of that property moving forward, should the court approve that. So I'll defer to Mr. Armstrong.
Chris, you did a very good job of summarizing. So the purpose of the meeting before you tonight is before any petition to the court can be made, the board has to authorize the proceeding. And the petition will be that a petition to the court asking for the authority and the approval of the court to reconvey the parcel back to the Hershey Trust. And after that, there are still some statutory requirements that we have to proceed after securing the court approval. You'll be reconveying this by way of evidence.
Any questions for Mr. Crispin or Mr. Armstrong on this item? Then we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors authorizes the preparation and filing of a petition and/or other requisite pleadings for the Board to secure approval to reconvey the property located at 10 West Chocolate Avenue to the Hershey Trust Company pursuant to the Second Class Township Code for an amount consistent with the appraisal from Newmark dated June 16, 2023.
All right, motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is made by Mr. Zabuda. Any question or comment? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is E. It's the request to reject bids for construction of sidewalk, curbing, and accessible ramps on Waltonville Road and Jill Drive. Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I'm sure everybody knows by now, required bids for the installation of these sidewalks and ramps, and as it turns out, they came in over the prevailing wage limit that we have to work under. So we are, so this agenda item is to reject those existing bids that we have. And this goes in hand with item P, that is an authorization requesting to rebid them with prevailing wage rates at this time.
Are there any questions for Mr. Clark on this item? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that the Board of Supervisors grant the rejection of the two bids submitted on May 17, 2023 for the construction of a sidewalk, curbing, and accessible ramps on Walkerville Road and Jill Drive.
This motion made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zabuda. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item is a related item. It's F. It's the authorization to rebid for the construction of sidewalk, curbing, and accessible ramps on Waldenville Road and Jill Drive. And I'll go back to Mr. Clark.
Again, this is just a rebid of the previous agenda item with the prevailing wage rates attached to it.
Any questions for Mr. Clark on that item? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors grants the request for authorization to rebid under the prevailing wage rates for construction of sidewalk, curbing, and accessible ramps for Waldenville Road and Jill Drive.
Thank you. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any question or comment? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is G. It's the authorization to request placing an order for a new dump truck for the Department of Public Works. We'll go back to Mr. Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is on the agenda for the purpose of timely ordering of this piece of equipment. With the way the vehicle industry's become over the last 3 years, if we wait until our budget process is complete in December, order this truck, we won't see it until sometime probably the spring of 25. So I have this on to get authorization to order the truck now, which means it will probably arrive in mid-24 for the latter part of that year. This would actually be budgeted for in 24's departmental budget. And what it is it's a 39,000 GVW. That is the larger single-axle dump trucks that we use. And I still caught a typo on here. It says 11-inch snowplow. That should be 11-foot.
Well, it was really small, but.
And it will be outfitted with an assault spreader as well.
All right. So, Tom, my question is for the amount of money that the money will be allocated under the 2024 road equipment fund. So that's money that when at budget time we'll budget for next year in that fund, correct?
Correct.
It's not that we have a surplus in that fund and we're using that money.
Correct.
Okay.
Is there a deposit required in order?
No.
Tom, go ahead, sir.
Tom, will this replace something that we already have? Does this mean that we've got a dump truck now that will be out of commission come 2025? Or we still we need another one because
we have an existing I remember what year that is close to 20 years old. And it's got some rust issues, a lot of fumes in the cab. So yes, this is the current fleet vehicle.
Will that one go out to, for resale? Or is it just it's probably just time for it to completely go away?
It might. I have a habit of just hanging on to things like that, just to have one in the event something goes down. There's no doubt they don't make things like they used to. I mean, we have trucks that are 5, 6, and 7 years old that are having axle issues, and for that reason, I'm looking at different makes as well. But we always try and have something to back them up. We put that on the grinder to move the grinder around to grind the brush pile, but it's always there that we can fall back on if something in the first line fleet would go down, we have something to replace it.
Tom, would this vehicle be eligible for municipal share grant funding?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Good questions. Any other questions for Mr. Clark? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion that this board grant the request to place an order for a new 39,000-pound gross vehicle weight single-axle stainless steel dump body with 11-foot snowplow and tailgate salt spreader to ensure receipt of the equipment in time and manner in 2024.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Clark.
Thank you.
The next item is H. It's the request to conduct the 2023 Ben and Tim Day 5K race on Saturday, August 26, 2023, beginning at 9 a.m. And I don't know, is this, I see the Frickies here, but Mr. Chief, are you...
Am I running it? No.
So that is something we both have in common, but you are handling the agenda item. I should have been more specific.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A request was received from Al Frickie to hold the 32nd annual Ben and Tim Day 5K run on Saturday, August 26th, starting at 9 a.m. The event starts and ends at Hershey High School. Roadways involved in the race will be Homestead Road, East Caracas Avenue, Burton-Hare Avenue, Meadow Lane, Homestead Lane, and Red Oak Lane. Roadways will be closed during the event for the safety of the participants and all closure points will be made. The route this year is the same as past years and can be easily managed. Residents and others looking to access or leave certain places within the race route will be allowed to do so when it's safe for them. To enter those areas, and the people conducting the traffic control kind of pick those spots where if they can get somebody into their residence, they'll do that. So most of the assigned posts will be manned by on-duty police, community service officers, and special fire police with the Mount Pershing School. However, overtime coverage may be needed. The event organizer is aware of the township's reimbursement policy and has indicated their understanding. As you stated, I always know him as Mr. Frickie, not Al Frickie, but Mr. Frickie is here if you have any questions of him, of the event.
I just know it's Coach Frickie, but Coach Frickie, I don't have any questions. This is a great annual event, memorializing really two very special young men. You and your wife have done a great job over many years keeping this going, and those of us that have middle school and high school age children have probably been to this event before, and don't necessarily run the event, but thank you for continuing to keep this tradition alive in our township and to keep these young men's memory alive. So,
thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I love
that. How many years is it?
This is the 32nd year.
32nd year.
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
It's been good. You guys have been great supporting. It's been become a great community. We've raised over $250,000 for senior scholarships. And, a lot of good things. Thank you.
Yeah, so many good things. And I've said this before. So many good, positive things come out of this event, which came from very tragic events. I mean, it's amazing.
Thank you.
All right, well, if there are no other questions or comments, I'll go ahead and make the motion that we approve the request to conduct the 2023 Ben and Tim Day 5K race on Saturday, August 26, 2023, beginning at 9 a.m. over various township roadways on a route approved by the Derry Township Police Department, period. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it unanimously. Thank you very much.
Thank you, folks. Appreciate it.
The next item on the agenda is I is the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 1776 Kayla Road, S-2023-007. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is for a patio at 1776 Kayla Road. Applicants and property owners are Scott Hanford and Daniel Potash. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $11,184 is to be provided, which the applicants have done in addition to signing their standard stormwater agreement. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $11,184 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between C. Scott Hanford and Pamela S. Potash and the Township for the Stormwater Management Plan for 1776 Kayla Road, S-2023-007.
Any questions for Mr. Emmerich? It says a fairly perfunctory item. So, if there are questions, comments, can we have a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts the cash financial security in the amount of $11,184 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between C. Scott Hanford and Pamela S. Potash and the Township for the Stormwater Management Plan for 1776 Kayla Road, S-2023-007.
Very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. Questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. That concludes new business. The next item on the agenda is supervisor board and committee reports, starting with Mr. Zamuda. Any supervisor board or committee report?
Ms. Nutt and I attended the transportation staff meeting this morning. Ms. Nutt will give you the rundown on that. Otherwise, I have nothing else to report.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Segura. Mr. Corrado?
I am punting to Mr. Whitehoff for DTMA's update.
We're pushing everything that way.
All right, very good. Mrs. Nutt?
As Supervisor Zamuda noted, both of us were on the transportation staff meeting this morning. Talked about many issues happening around the township. We got an update from DTMA on some of the projects that I suspect Carter might mention during his report. Specifically, we discussed Ridge Road and the status of that stormwater management project that's going to be taking place at some point. We also talked about the roundabout that's now open on Waltonville Road, so that's exciting that that was able to open a few weeks ahead of schedule. We also talked about Middletown Road and some of our future planning to alleviate the issues that we're seeing at Wood Road, and talked about a number of other pedestrian issues across the township, and some of the possible grant funding that is available to the township to make some additional pedestrian improvements and road improvements in the future. So we had a good meeting. There's a lot going on in that committee, and we're trying our best to make sure that traffic is working as smoothly as it can during tourist season, which I know is always, we understand it's always more crowded, but we've got a lot going on downtown, and there's a lot of people that want to come and see all the great things that are happening in our community, and with traffic. Did I miss anything, Rick? No?
Nothing.
Okay. That's my only report for this evening.
All right. Thank you, Mr.
Wyckoff. DTMA met last night, and we reviewed 2022 financial statements as well as the audit report. Everything is good. In addition, there was an update on construction contracts and engineering services. The board awarded some contracts for sewer and stormwater. And they made us aware that they will be bringing some timely matters before the board at one of our upcoming meetings. So be prepared to act. That's all I have.
That's excellent report, Mr. Wyckoff. I have no board or committee reports, so we'll turn to departmental reports. The first is the police department, and
he has stepped out.
Something happened to the chief, so we'll move right along to Mr. Sassman, Volunteer Fire Department.
Thank you very much. I have nothing for this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Sassman. Mr. Clark, Public Works.
Just an update on our paving program that's being done by Pensy Supply. They have two roads to complete yet. The would have been completed by last Friday had it not been for the rain that we finally got. So given the weather report, I expect I'll finish those tomorrow and be out of the township by the end of the week. They did a lot of paving, a lot of metal paving while they were here. We have a couple of nice new roads over on William Drive in Lexington, East Glen over in Glen Acres, yeah. Cambridge Drive, and the Cheney Hill Estates as well. Yeah, two to finish and more on this.
Good. So the road, some of the roads back over on East Glen in that area were closed while they were doing that work. So all that's done now or about to be done?
Everyone's done in Glen Acres. There's been a combination of our contractor in there paving as well as the water company. They did a number of lines of services in there. But thankfully, when they finished that work, they built curb to curb and paved the whole road as well.
Very good. That's a good update. Thank you, Tom. Library, Ms. Jacobine.
Summer reading is still in full swing. We have over 300 people signed up this year, which is really good. Just a reminder that we'll be closed July 4th, and then we stop accepting book and media donations for our annual sale on June 30th. But then we start accepting again on September 11th. So please don't leave them outside the library. Please don't put them in the book drop. Hold on to them until September. I'm begging. Thank you.
Thank you, Allison. Good report. Mr. Jackson, Parks and Rec.
Just want to report community center. Operating hours on the 4th of July will be 8 to 4 for the entire center, 12 to 4 for the outdoor pool. Okay. And then also, we'll have a drive-in movie at Shank Park on Friday, July 7th. We'll be showing the Minions Rise and Grew. And that will start at dusk, which is right around 9 o'clock. And as always, those are free of charge to the public.
Excellent. Thank you, Zach. A very nice thank you for the good report tonight. I can tell you put a lot of effort into it, the report itself, but also thanks for all the efforts you guys make. I echo what everybody else said about the efforts you make there.
Thank you.
Mr. Stump, engineer.
Ms. Lund gave a good summary of this morning's meeting. The only thing I'll add to that is we're working with Mr. Clark and the township's maintenance contractor to look into the traffic counting capabilities of the signal controllers that we have throughout the township and retrieve any either historic data from the controller or get them set up to start counting data of where the existing controllers are capable just to get a better handle on fluctuation of traffic throughout the year, you know, between park season and non-park season and instead of relying on historic PennDOT data and other fairly available information, just another resource that we can start pulling from to better get it, more backup data for it, the better. At this point, we're doing it at no cost to the township, just kind of pulling what's there and seeing what we need to do. We can talk about at a later date if upgrades to traffic signal controllers or detection may be appropriate to even enhance what we can get. But again, right now, we're just looking to get data from what's already there in place.
That's a great step, thank you. And I appreciate that because I know you've heard us talk in some conditional use hearings about those formulas for estimating traffic, loading, all this other stuff.
We're trying to go about it some different ways than we have in the past just to feel better about what the traffic models are showing.
That's really the most important thing, so that when we make decisions, we make them knowing. They're knowing decisions, right? We understand what the actual traffic is. Like we have an expectation that when the project is done, it's actually going to function the way it's been presented. So thank you for doing that. I know we all appreciate that. Mr. Emmerich.
Nothing to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Christman.
Nothing to report. Just happy to see Mr. Gamble's back here tonight for his first meeting. So good to see you. Tough
6 months.
Well, we're glad to see you back, Mr. Gamble.
I'm glad to be back.
We actually, on cue, we finished with the reports. We now move to the last visitor public comment session, which I know is typically a favorite of yours. So we will open it up for everyone in the room. This is the last visitor public comment on the agenda for this evening. So anyone wishing to come forward, please do so at this time. Same rules as for the first time. Okay, seeing as no one has come forward, we will then close that visitor public comment session, and I will proceed to the last item, which is adjournment. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Motion made by Mr. Zabuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any protestation or objection? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote.